Get ready for the podcast. I address anything on my mind. On time, with the lines and the lyrics rhyme. And you know you can press rewind. Podcast, you can talk what you want to say. Here go the microphone, we can talk all day. I got time to listen to your thoughts. Feedback, just let the man talk.
Welcome to the Wolf's Den Podcast, the podcast for gamers, to gamers, and about gamers. And before we get into today's episode, you guys, I have a couple of quick announcements. So first off, it is Friday night. What does that mean? That means Friday night is community night over at twitch.tv/TylerMcD65_. That's right, you guys. We do community nights every Friday over on my personal Twitch stream. So make sure you guys head on over there. Tonight, we are going to be playing Among Us. So come and check us out. Make sure that you guys join up into the chat. So that way you guys can see that, hey, are we sussing out the right people? Honestly, you know, Among Us is one of those bigger games. So doing community nights on Fridays and stuff like that has actually been nothing but a positive thing, and it's been a great thing. It's been a mental break from the first person shooters like Apex that I was always playing, or even or what I actually have been playing, or Warzone like I usually was playing, but currently I'm no longer really playing it just because of the hackers and everything else. So with that, you guys head over there, make sure you guys follow. We are going live at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that way, if you guys want to come and check it out, you guys can. Also, I forgot to mention this last week. I remembered literally the night before, but I just celebrated my 4 years on Twitch. So speaking of Twitch, there it is. 4 years over there. So if you guys did come by, or if you guys, you know, ever came by the stream or anything like that for in the past 4 years, thank you guys so much for that. It's been a great 4 years. Here's to more and more and more. And next year, I do plan to go a little bit bigger. Next, also on Twitch, in 2 weeks from today is my birthday. And instead of doing, you know, the whole yay birthday stream, no, I'm going to do a subathon. Yes, I know subathons are, you know, cliche and stuff like that. I've never done it. In the 4 years that I've been doing Twitch, I've never done a subathon. I've done 24-hour streams. I've done, you know, long streams. I've streamed multiple days in a row, everything else like that. But I've never done a subathon, so I want to do that. But in the process, you guys can also unlock giveaways. So what that money that I would actually earn is actually going to go back to you guys as a thank you and everything else like that. And I have Gamer Advantage glasses, Gamer Goo, G Fuel, all on the line, you guys, as well as some other fun prop stuff like a cake in the face. But also, we can unlock a 12-hour stream in June or a 24-hour stream in June, depending on where we get. Come on by. If you guys want more details, check out my Twitter at TylerMcD65 on Twitter. Details will be there very, very soon. So that way, if you guys do want to actually, you know, see what it's going to be about, or if you guys need to or want to, come over to the Twitch, ask about it. I can also give details over there. So with that, you guys, we're going to get into today's podcast. And today's podcast is simply how to start streaming. All right. A lot of people find it a little bit difficult to actually try and start streaming. I don't know why, but there's also people that they do it, but then they don't like it. And the reason being is how hard it actually can be. Even just hit that go live button, no matter what, whether it's mental or anything like that, or they just don't get enough views, stuff like that. It's really just, what can I do differently and stuff like that? It's too much of a mental game. So with this, you guys, I hope to help you guys get through that. And that way you guys also know, hey, there is support out there, but also here are the real challenges as well. Because it doesn't just happen overnight. I've been streaming for 4 years on Twitch, but yet I'm still not a partner. Where you got people that have been streaming for less than a year that are already partner, or who have been going for a year or two who are partner as well. It happens. Some people go a little bit faster than others. So with that, you guys, I hope that this podcast helps. And with that, we're going to get right into it right now. Alrighty, you guys, welcome back to the podcast. So a lot of things that I've noticed is that some people struggle just trying to pretty much want to hit that go live button and stuff like that, especially if you're first time, or if you are you know, just a couple months into it, but you haven't been very consistent, but now you finally want to try and be consistent, but you're struggling and everything like that. Even somebody as myself, we still struggle every once in a while to just want to hit that button. And a lot of it has to do with fear. A lot of the fear that takes place when it comes to trying to hit that go live button and stuff like that, and just to be more confident in trying to stream and stuff, you know, when it comes to that kind of thing, it can be a little bit more difficult. So I've come to realize that a lot of it is a mental thing, you know, based on fear of, you know, what if I screw up or something? What if I'm not that good at the game? You know, it's nothing like that. People will come and watch you if you're funny, if you're a cool person, you know, be engaging and stuff like that. You know, I've come to learn you don't have to always be a good gamer to be a streamer. You know, there is some people that are terrible at video games. And when I say terrible, I mean, it's like, hey, I want to be a streamer, so I'm going to start playing video games so I can start streaming. Like, literally brand new to video games streamers. And there's also streamers out there that just do just chatting and stuff like that. But the main thing that you got to look at is, are you having fun? Are you having fun with your friends? Are your friends having fun? Are you engaging? Can you be a little funny? You know, all those little things. It doesn't have to be, you know, be a top-notch gamer all the time, you know. Yeah, if you want to try and make it on something like YouTube or TikTok, yeah, you got to be good at that point, because then you got to be more than just funny or entertaining. But even some of the most successful streamers these days, like, for example, Sweet Tails, she streams video games, she streams and stuff like that. But the way she makes herself on TikTok isn't through gaming. It's actually through the just chatting stuff and, you know, all the funny stuff that happens during that time. That's how she makes it. You know, there's people that are video game players that make it in other forms because of their entertainment and they're through their streams. It's just, you know, there's always something like that. So if you got a struggle of, you know, wanting to become a streamer, it's a matter of what can you do to actually be more engaging. But at the same time, people always struggle to say, well, what if this happens or that happens? Like, what if nobody comes around, this and that? Then at that point, you guys got to think about this. You know, you're trying to provide a value and try and build a community. When it comes to trying to build a community, you have to be able to stream. But then if you, you know, take a 2 weeks away and stuff like that, and you're barely ever streaming, and then it's like, hey, I'm going to stream now because I feel good about myself, and then you stream, but then nobody shows up, then you're going to put yourself down again. But then, you know, you got to be on a consistent schedule, and it doesn't just happen overnight. It takes weeks and weeks and weeks, you know, if you're just trying to stream, just streaming. But if you want to try and build your communities a little bit faster, then there's Instagram, there's Twitter, there's TikTok, there's YouTube, you know, Hoover, and there's so many websites and apps out there nowadays to share content. It's unbelievable. So if you want to try and build a faster community, you got to engage on other platforms as well, not just on Twitch and stuff like that. Because, yeah, you can go into people's communities and stuff like that and chat with them all the time and, you know, expect to, you know, hope and say, hey, I stream this and that, blah, 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 blah. At that point, a lot of people are going to consider that self-promoting, and a lot of people don't like that. So you got to find the right community where you can do self-promotions. Because if you don't, then you're going to be in a lot of trouble, and then you're kicked out of the community for the most part. And a lot of the community members will have a backlash because, well, you self-promoted. You know, when it comes to self-promoting on somebody's channel, first off, you got to have permission to do so. Secondly, if in the rules they state no self-promotion, then you can't do it. There's just no doing it at all. So if you want to self-promote, you gotta find the right community and stuff like that, because there are also communities out there. I'm one of them, and I can give you a list of a couple people who all allow self-promotions, whether it themselves or they'll do it for you and stuff like that. Usually, like, for me, it's just open to anybody and everybody. And my mods also will self-promote those that raid, sub, this and that. Even though, yeah, the community themselves can actually do it. Like, you can just come into my Twitch channel, hit that self-promo, and be on your merry way. But I can tell you right now, nobody's going to come and watch you because nobody knows who you are. And nobody's going to care to know who you are if you don't chat with them. That's just how it is. But if you do get engaged with a community and you want, and you start self-promoting and people actually get to know who you are more than likely going to see people come into your streams then at that point. That's just how it is. That's how you build a community, and that's just how you actually get to know people, and that's how people get to know you. So that way you can be more engaging. If you come into somebody's stream and say, "Hey, how's it going?" and chat for like 5 minutes and then say, "Okay, I'm going to go stream," and expect people to just come and watch you, that's not going to do it either. This can take weeks, months to even try and build a community. That's just how it is, and that's how it works. If you're not willing to engage and be engaging, then why is anybody going to want to engage and be engaging with you? It's just how it is. But at the same time, you guys need to put that mental block in you of, you know, wanting to build the community. Do streaming for fun. Okay, streaming is supposed to be a fun and exciting thing. If you're trying to make a career out of it, you're going into it for the wrong reasons. You're going to start doing it for the wrong reasons. If you don't want disappointment, then you need to also come and realize that this is going to be a hobby. It's not going to be my job. So if you guys are going to try and make this into your career, then you might as well stop working your 9-to-5, commit 6 to 8 hours of streaming a day for 6 or 7 days out of the week. On top of that, you also need to put aside some time to also be engaging on social media, on top of also making content for TikTok and YouTube and everything else. On top of having to go through and make sure that your streams are professional looking and stuff like that, you got to also answer a bunch of emails. And that way, because you're going to have to put out a business email, and you're going to possibly start getting fans that are going to email you over and over and over. Or you can even have a business opportunity from other brands and companies and stuff like that to try and work with you. It's just that simple. If you're trying to go into this in a full-time thing, as a full-time thing, then you're going to treat this like it's a full-time job, but you're going to be working, instead of 40 hours a week, you're going to be working close to 80 plus a week. That's just how it is. 16 to 20 hour days, this and that. I've actually seen people who have literally during COVID, when they got laid off from work, they put in 16 to 20 hours a day for 7 days a week. And they did that for about 3-4 months, and now they're officially full time, but they're still putting in, you know, 12 to 16 hours a day. And I mean, that's how they're making their living now, is doing this full time. You can't just commit a couple hours of just streaming, you know, a week. You know, you can't put in 12 to 15 hours of streaming a week and you've been streaming for, you know, 6 months to a year and expect to be doing it full time soon. No. You got to put in something else. You got to start doing YouTube videos or something. You got to start doing TikTok. It's just how it is. That's just the way it is. If you're not putting in the work somewhere else, then pretty much you're not going to do this full time. I'm just telling you that now. So get that block of "I want to do this full time" out of your mind. If that's what's holding you back, is nervousness about trying to go full time with it, then you got to actually do it full time, and it's going to take some time to actually build that. On top of, you know, other things of, you know, What if I am a part of this community and we support each other and stuff like that, and I was getting, you know, 20 views and stuff like that, but I'm averaging a roughly about 10 to 12 viewers a week and stuff like that, or a stream, and I had a falling out with somebody in the community or the person that runs the community and stuff like that, who's the other streamer, this and that. What if I have a falling out and now my views drop from that 10 to 12 to like 3 or 4 people a stream? Well, then at that point, you got to just rebuild. Because I will tell, here's a story when it comes to that. Me and this other guy, I'm not going to say no names, we were pretty much working together. He did YouTube videos, doing hide and seeks, stuff like that. Unfortunately, his video, he is no longer doing any of it, and it sucks. He was really good at his YouTube videos and stuff like that. His streams were also pretty fun, but he originally started doing YouTube. So when he was doing YouTube, I was streaming. So he would allow me to stream his YouTube, his hide and seeks and stuff like that. I was one of his hiders. So we were doing that together. We were working together. He was doing super well on YouTube, and I was doing super well on Twitch. And I was doing super well, I mean, I was averaging 20 to 30 viewers a stream. And he was averaging, you know, 300-400 views on YouTube. So when he started streaming and stuff like that, and everything like that, some of my viewers went to him and some stayed with me. We were working together. At that point, there was no hating on each other because we were riding around the same time. Sometimes he had a little more than I did and stuff like that, and sometimes I had a little more than he did. But we were sharing in that wealth together of our views and still working together and growing together. We were doing a wonderful job, and we had a falling out. So when we had our falling out, I changed up my streaming schedule because I knew what days he was going to do everything because of work and everything like that. And, you know, things happened, you know, at that point he was still doing his thing. And believe it or not, I did lose a lot of viewers. Okay. And when I say a lot of viewers, I went from 20 to 30 average to about 5. So yeah, I didn't lose some, I lost pretty much everybody. So, and it was not being a part of his community anymore. He was doing something that I was not and stuff like that. I gave up doing customs for a little while. I really went into a focus of my own brain, through a depression state and stuff like that from that whole ordeal. And you know, it really started to affect my streams. So eventually I had to rebuild, and rebuild I did. It happened. So he was doing even better than ever. And then by the end of the year, after all that whole ordeal, he gave it up. He didn't see himself doing it full time. And, you know, he was just exhausted. Mentally, he was exhausted. So he pretty much overdid it. He grew too fast, in my opinion, even for being such a great talent that he was and everything at doing this. It sucks that he left. If you are a part of my community, you've been a part of my community for a while, you might exactly know who I'm talking about. So it's nothing, you know, I'm not going to bash the guy because me and him have made amends. He's been here on the podcast, and he's an awesome guy still, even after everything that happened. You know, there's blame to go around for everybody, but there's also, we have the camaraderie of accepting things and accepting what happened. And like I said, he was nothing but a great talent. He was a natural at this. So pretty much you just got to take into consideration of certain things, you guys, when it comes to that kind of stuff. If you, you know, have a falling out with somebody in a community, or even the person that, you know, is the community for the most part, like running the show and stuff, then you got to just pick yourself up, reinvent yourself, and try and do something different and do it better. It's just the way it is. Because if we don't change with the times, and we don't change as change happens, then we are destined to fail. So, with that, you guys just need to keep a positive mindset. And going into that, you guys, we are going to take a quick break here, a quick ad break. I'm going to grab some G Fuel hydration. I'm going to grab some water, and I'll catch you guys on the other side. Hey, do you suck at sleeping? And if you say yes to that question, then I have the perfect solution for you without using melatonin or any type of drugs. It is simply just blue light glasses. That's right, blue light glasses by Gamer Advantage, to be honest. Now, the reason why Gamer Advantage is because they are the only clinically proven number one blue light glasses in the entire world that have proven facts that their glasses actually work. Now, the reason why these glasses actually work is because of the technology of how they make their lenses. The blue light blocking technology that is put into the lenses are used to actually help penetrate and keep blue light from going into your eyes, which if that happens, then you start producing less melatonin, which means you don't sleep better at night. And the reason for that is because blue light is literally everywhere in your monitors, your screens, and your phones, your TVs, anywhere like that that has blue light. It is going to affect you no matter what time of the day, which means that your body is not producing the melatonin that you need to sleep. Not only that, but they are also very fashionable and they are stylish. Okay, you're going to look like a nice, sexy beast wearing these glasses. And I will tell you right now, these glasses, I have three pairs now. I just recently got the brand new Horizon pink colored glasses. And let me tell you, pink might not be for everybody, but I do wear an outfit on stream that this outfit will actually work great with these glasses. Not only that, they have two separate type of lenses. They have the suppressors, which are made for casual gaming and light amount of in front of the monitors and the screens and stuff like that. Or they even have the sleeper glasses, which I am wearing currently right now, that are for the hardcore gamers or those that spend a long period of time in front of monitors and stuff like that. And that way you can get the right lens for the amount of time that you're in front of monitors and everything else like that. Recently, Gamer Advantage has started to collab with another Michigan brand out there to create recycled frames from water bottles from the Flint water crisis in Flint, Michigan, right here in my home state. So why don't you guys head over to GamerAdvantage.com and check out what they have and see what your loadout would be and the perfect glasses for you. All right, and if you guys use code 65 at checkout, you guys will save 10% off your entire purchase. And not only that, they do now officially ship worldwide, other than Australia. Australia is still having problems when it comes to COVID and stuff like that, as well as taking in shipments. So right now, Australians, I am sorry for you guys right now, but they are currently in the works of trying to get their stuff over to you guys. But at this point, it's between Gamer Advantage, the U.S. government, as well as the Australian government. Don't worry, they are going to work on it. But now that they are officially shipped in the U.K., as well as everywhere else in the entire world, you guys head over to GamerAdvantage.com and use code 65 at checkout to save 10% off your entire purchase and enjoy those stylish and fashionable, best, number one clinically proven blue light glasses in the entire world right now. And that way you guys can start sleeping better today. OG boy. Know that the ride or die. I'm a OG boy. Know that the ride or die. I keep waiting for my seat. Boy. Know that the ride or die. I keep waiting for my seat. Alright, welcome back to the podcast. So with everything that we have discussed already today, it's a matter of, you know, it's a mental thing of blocking when it comes to wanting to go live or even just preventing your own self from going live, stuff like that, because everybody gets those nerves. Here I am. Like I said earlier, I've been doing this for 4 years now, and even still, I get a little nervous just because we start to look at numbers and stuff like that. And when I say when we start looking at the numbers, you know, we start to see a little bit of a rise and then we can see a dip. We can see a rise and then we can see a dip. And that can mess with you mentally because you can say that you're so used to seeing, you know, 10 to 20 viewers at a time and averaging like 13 or something like that. But then, you know, there's going to be a couple, those couple streams where it's like, you know, I streamed for, you know, 4 hours like usual and stuff like that, but I only averaged like 5 people. Why was it on this particular night? And of course, when it comes to that kind of question, there could be a couple different factors to it. One of the first things is you can't force viewers. Okay, everybody does have their own life. When it comes to things, you know, people could be a work person that works a full-time job, could be a little tired from it. It could also be they have kids or they have significant others and they're going to spend some time with them, you know, and stuff like that. Just because you think that somebody's there, going to be there for every stream, or could be there for 2 out of, you know, we'll say 2 out of 3 nights or 3 out of 4 nights that you stream and stuff like that, or even, you know, they're there for 5 out of the 7 days that you stream. First off, if you're streaming for 7 days in a row on a consistent basis, you might want to slow down, first off. But it could be, you know, people are tired. People have their own lives, okay? Just like we have our own lives. We can only respect what they do with their time. And all we can ever ask for is people's time. When it comes to me doing this podcast, all I could ever ask for is, hey, can you commit, you know, X amount of time to listen to this podcast and stuff like that? And if you can, thank you. I love you for just even coming in and taking a listen, first off. But next, it's like, you know, look at the day that you are doing it and see if there's a, you know, consistency when it comes to it. Okay, my schedule is Sundays, Tuesdays, and Fridays. My community knows what days I stream. But Fridays are always my best night. Why? Because recently I made it into community night where people in the community can come and play games. And that includes Marbles on Stream. We started doing Stream Racer as of, like, Tuesday, we started doing Stream Racer, and I've also done Jackbox and all that good stuff. So, I mean, that's a way to engage my community. So Fridays are, in fact, my best nights. Okay, I can average 20 people a stream on a Friday night now, where on a Sunday, I can average like 10. On Tuesdays, I can average like maybe 7. Okay, on a Tuesday. But it also depends on what I'm playing, who am I playing with, and how, where have people found me, and what's the occasion, okay? This past Tuesday, I finally hit my highest number of viewers I've ever done, 31, okay? 31 viewers was my max. Actually, let me confirm that real quick. Since I'm right here, I'm at the computer, I just got to do a couple clicks, okay? Bear with me for a second here. Excuse me. All right. So, past Tuesday night. Yep. Max viewers, 31. Okay. That's the highest number I have ever had on Twitch. Okay. 31. But I'm averaging anywhere between, you know, the night before I streamed because of the holiday, I had an average of 8 viewers. Now that, well, Monday night is a weird night for me because I usually stream Sundays, but this past Sunday was Easter. So a lot of people were possibly expecting me to stream and didn't know I was going to Mondays. It's a possibility. Things happen like that. To where on Tuesday, my max viewers was at 31 and stuff like that. So when it comes to streaming and what the times are that you're going to stream and the days that you're going to stream, you do have to look into all those factors because, you know, are the community used to you streaming on these days? And on top of it, do you actually expect people to be there for every single one of your streams? Because if that is it, then that's a problem that you have. So you just got to look at days that you stream. Is there a consistency when it comes to it and losing your viewers or gaining viewers on these certain nights? And if you are gaining on particular nights compared to other nights, stick to it. If you are starting to see, you know, a dip down or something like that, especially if it's like, for me, Tuesday nights, like I said, are my worst nights of streaming. but I'm staying at a consistent level with a slight raise up here and there. Okay. I won't count this past Tuesday, but between all my other Tuesdays, I'm roughly the same. Okay. Roughly. Sometimes it's a little bit of a dip down compared to the last time. Okay. You got to look at things as they come. So if you're, yeah, I'm sitting here just clicking back. I've gone all the way back down to, I'm in March 8th. And yeah, I'm averaging between 7 to 9 viewers each and every single one of those streams. Okay. 7 to 9 each and every time, except I did have a couple where it was like, I averaged, where is it? Right here. I averaged 14 and my max viewers was at 30. Okay. That, every once in a while you'll find a big rise up in viewers, but then you can see a dip down. Okay. You just got, some nights are better than others. Okay. Again, Friday nights, ever since I started introducing community night, I've been maxing 28, 19, 22. Okay. Community nights, Friday nights are my best way. So try and find a way to engage your community to come and join you. Okay. That is the best advice I can actually give you. Especially if you're trying to build a community, you got to build that community. And you got to find ways to actually build the community. The best way to do so is actually to engage your viewers. So everything that we've talked about, you guys, this could become a continuation of stuff, but who knows? So again, you guys, make sure you guys just keep those mental blocks, you know, try and look at gaming and streaming as a hobby and not a career. Okay. Don't get fluttered when it comes to looking at the numbers. Ignore your numbers, you guys. Okay. Because the second you start trying to take numbers into consideration, your own brain starts to mess with you. And I have done this so many times, even just recently. But it's because it's a natural thing to want to look at your numbers and see, okay, how well am I actually doing this and that? Stay out of there, okay? Because the reason being is me even looking at my numbers now, seeing her like, okay, I'm slightly starting to improve. But it can be a little bit, you know, seeing those low average viewers compared to other nights can be a little discouraging and stuff like that. I'm slowly growing. I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing. I'm having fun. So that's just the way it is. This isn't my job. This is a hobby. Even doing this podcast for you guys, this is a hobby. Okay. This is a free podcast. I do this for free. I take my time to do this for free so you guys can actually have, you know, some type of entertainment and maybe even a little bit of advice. That's just how it is. I do appreciate you guys taking a listen here. The Wolfstone Podcast, the podcast for gamers, to gamers, and about gamers, either on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, even here on Anchor. Thank you guys so much. And I will see you guys next week for next week's podcast of the Wolf's Den Podcast.